Well, it might seem a little strange to be having a talk about DNA at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, which is usually the time that people are in church worshiping God. But I hope that through my presentation today, it will help you to worship God better. So a friend and colleague of mine, Dr. Terry Spahn, says that we are biologians. Biologians because we're studying what God has made. And Scripture has many references to biology, especially in Psalm, where we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And the picture that I have here is a picture that I've taken from my research. And these are cells. They're from a brain tumor. What you see in green are cytoskeletal proteins. These are proteins inside the cell that help to give it shape and allow for intracellular transport, where the cell can move materials from one part to another. These green proteins are microtubules, and they'll come up in the later part of the lecture because these microtubules also pull apart the chromosomes. Now, what is in red, very small, are mitochondria. Mitochondria that we've talked about, mitochondrial DNA coming from. And the cell has to be able to transport mitochondria to the ends of these processes that are coming out to give energy to the whole cell. And the focus of some of my research is on this aspect of mitochondrial transport, and we're looking at whether there's a defect in this and that it's involved in Alzheimer's disease. But see, as I look through my microscope, I see the wonder and complexity of what God has made. And I hope to be able to share some of that with you this morning. An overview for the talk. It's very difficult and a major challenge to be able to present complexity simply. It's an oxymoron, isn't it? Because if it's too simple, then you don't get the message of complexity. But if it's too complex, you don't get the message at all. And so I'll try to put it at a level where I think most people will be able to follow it. But keep in mind that for everything that I'm talking about, there is additional levels of complexity and major details that I'm leaving out. I don't have time to go into everything. I teach a whole semester course on cell biology at Liberty. And I've taught graduate cell biology at the Institute for Creation Research. And even in those classes, we barely have time to scratch the surface of the complexity of what God has made. In the diagram here, it shows a pathway for the construction of nucleotides, the components that are in DNA and RNA. Several different enzymes marked with a blue circle. Each of these are enzymes, proteins, that are required for one of the steps to make nucleotides. So everything that we're talking about with the DNA, we need all of these enzymes. This is to make one nucleotide, and we have four different nucleotides. So we have additional enzymes that are required to make these components of the DNA that we'll be talking about. We'll talk about DNA and structure and how DNA is used. And then we'll, after we explain the basics of DNA and protein synthesis very quickly, then we'll talk about the types of junk DNA that there is, and then why this junk really isn't junk.